Hello, this is Reverend Lindsay again, and thanks so much for joining me for part two of our Stay at Home Worship podcast for my meditation on the scriptures for August 9th, 2020. The meditation is entitled In or Out, and it's based mostly on our reading from Matthew's Gospel. I begin with a question for you. When was the last time you were in a boat? Now, the answer may be never. We are mostly New York City residents, after all, island inhabitants who seldom, if ever, travel by water. Now, I fall into the seldom category, so I know when I was last in a boat, almost exactly a year ago. And it was not a yacht, or a fishing boat, or a cruise ship. It was the Brooklyn to Manhattan ferry. So, yes, it was quite a short trip, but I enjoyed it immensely. But brief as it was, the trip made me aware of the power of water and wind and wave. And though I don't know much about boats, I know about storms. We had a brief but eventful one pass through our area this week, so I can at least imagine what it was like early that very windy morning on the Sea of Galilee. And I know that Christ does, at times, seem absent, away on some mountaintop high above us, far beyond our reach. But, you know, for one thing, I think Christ trusts us. Now, remember, a lot of his disciples were Galilean fishermen. When Jesus sent them on ahead by boat, it wasn't as if he was, as if he was telling a bunch of Upper West Siders to convoy cross-country driving tractor trailers. The disciples weren't abandoned by Jesus. They were sent by him by boat. He knew they knew what they were doing. Though I'm not saying that Jesus never asks us to go out of our comfort zones. He often does, sometimes far out. But I don't think that's what this incident is about. Or rather, it's not what it's saying to me. Here and now. And actually, the disciples don't seem to show any fear until they see Jesus walking toward them on the waves. They were okay managing at least through the storm. It was that walking on water thing that freaked them out. It's a ghost, they cry. Now, one commentator, the Reverend Dr. Mitzi J. Smith, has suggested that they didn't recognize Jesus as really Jesus because he was so rested and refreshed after his evening of self-care on the mountaintop. Well, I had never thought of that, though it is significant that Jesus took time for himself and for quality time with God. And so when I get back from vacation, you can let me know if you recognize me. But probably it was the sheer shock of Jesus' appearance there on the sea. And who does that? They thought it must be some kind of vision, some otherworldly spirit. They got scared. Well, I get that. I mean, really, it's one thing to think you don't have enough food for a crowd and then find out you do have enough, even thousands of times more than you thought. And another thing entirely, to see your teacher and friend strolling across a choppy body of water at dawn. But the first thing Jesus does, as usual, is reassure them. Not to worry, it's me. Don't be frightened. So seriously, I have no idea what Peter was thinking. Jesus offers blessed assurance that it is indeed him, and Peter says, well, really, then let me walk on water too. Huh. Suzanne Guthrie, an Episcopal priest and wonderful writer, she says, Peter unaccountably suggests walking to Jesus on the water. Is this hubris or simply an act from a heart longing for union with God? Knowing Peter, I think it's the latter. Still, whatever it is, Peter starts off confidently enough, but when he stops to think, he starts to sink. And he screams for help, and Jesus is right there. Can I say that again? Jesus is right there. And that question Jesus asks, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Was that about the doubt that made Peter start to sink? Or the doubt that made him challenge Jesus and get out of the boat in the first place? Because here's the thing. Sometimes doubt keeps us hunkered down, afraid to venture forth. I have a pastor colleague who was inspired by this story to step out of the boat, to leave a church where she felt useful and safe and secure, and go on to a new call where she knew the waters would be rough. But sometimes doubt is what makes us step out onto a really unstable surface that we should know better than to try to navigate. I brought it up last week, and I hate to harp, but these days when you say, God will protect me, and step out into a crowd or don't wear a mask, I think you're putting the Lord your God to the test. Lord, if it is you, really, sometimes you just gotta trust Jesus and stay put. Though Jesus also knows, doubt is part of faith. Suzanne Guthrie again says, Peter walks on the water, but fear undermines his trust. She says, I think his failure opens to a deepening of a faith more secure than success might have offered. The loving presence of the one lifts him from his terror. Peter may not remember how he walked on water, but he will remember how he was saved. So when Jesus says, oh, you of little faith, I don't think it's really a rebuke. I mean, firstly, I imagine his tone sounds less like a fire and brimstone preacher than, oh, dude, what am I gonna do with you? Jesus had moments of doubt, too. And I think he'd agree with another wonderful writer, Anne Lamott, who wrote, the opposite of faith is not doubt, but certainty. Certainty is missing the point entirely. Faith includes noticing the mess, the emptiness and discomfort, and letting it be there until some light returns. Faith also means reaching deeply within for the sense one was born with. The sense, for example, to go for a walk, Lamott says. Or, for example, to stay in the boat. But stay put or clamor out, and whatever it is about God that we doubt, her power, his presence, God's very existence, and whatever it is about God that we trust, and how often we trust, 24/7 or, you know, mostly, it's all part of the journey of faith. So there are many different interpretations of this story, and I guess many of them are valid. We interpret scripture not only through the context of the time and place in which it was written, but through the lens of the time and place in which we read it. So I ask, when was the last time you were in a boat, either enjoying smooth sailing or hunkered down and fearful? When was the last time you stepped out of the boat, either faithfully or foolishly, or a bit of both? Do you remember what happened? In this time and place, in the year 2020, in the middle of a global pandemic and national civic unrest, economic hardship, and so much uncertainty about just about everything, it seems to me that, like it or not, we're all in the same boat. And so I share with you that right now, I'm not hearing Jesus yelling at me for staying in or for stepping out. And I'm not even sure this is all about me or any about me. I've got my eye on the one whom the folks in the boat call truly the Son of God. But I'm not even that interested in his miracle right now, because I'm hearing loud and clear these words of Jesus. Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. And I'm thinking to the ones who had been waiting all night long. Jesus came. To the one stepping out in faith, Jesus came. To the one doubting and sinking, Jesus came. To the ones trying to stay safe in the boat, Jesus came. To the one striking out alone, the ones sticking together, to the ones who didn't even recognize him and the ones who called on him for help, to the one who challenged him and the ones who worshiped him, Jesus came. What does the Apostle Paul tell us? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart, and the word made flesh is grabbing hold of your hand when you're panicked and flailing. The word is climbing into the boat with you just when you need to be reminded that God is with you. Which right here, right now, is more than enough miracle for me. To God alone be the glory. Amen.